Shalom to all! So we're gonna have a quick recap of Parshas Vayetze. Yitzchak had sent Yaakov to Haran to find himself a wife. As he traveled, the sun set early and he went to sleep, as he later discovered on the very spot where the Beis Hamikdash would be built. He dreamed of a ladder with his feet on the ground reaching all the way up to heavens, and there were malachim going up and down. Hashem appeared to him, promising that he would have many offspring that would spread all over the land, and he would return Yaakov to Eretz Yisrael. Further, he would accompany Yaakov everywhere and protect him. Yaakov awoke, set up a stone, and anointed it with oil. He then made a deal with Hashem that if he gives him food and clothing and takes care of him, he's gonna come back and bring karbanos there and give Maaser everything he has. Yaakov then arrived at a well, saw flocks gather in the middle of the day, was told that the stone was so heavy that all the shepherds needed to gather early so they could roll it off. He inquired about Lavan and told he was well, and wouldn't you know it, Rachel's daughter is coming along with her father's sheep. When he saw Rachel, he rolled that stone right off the well, then he cried for he saw that he wouldn't be buried with her. He then kissed her and explained who he was. She told her father, who came running. He hugged and kissed Yaakov, thinking that he had money. Turns out he had nothing, but then he invited him inside anyway. Yaakov worked for Lavan for a month. Upon being asked what he wants his wages to be, he stipulated that he wants to marry Rachel in exchange for 7 years' work. After 7 years, Lavan tricked Yaakov and gave him Leah as well as Zilpah as a maidservant. Understandably, Yaakov was very upset, and Lavan excused himself by saying, "You always marry the older off before the younger." After Sheva Brachos, though, Yaakov married Rachel and was given Bilhah as a maidservant. Leah gave birth to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Rachel was jealous of Leah's good deeds, for that must be the reason why she married to have children, but when she asked Yaakov to give her children, he got angry, saying that he's not in place of Hashem, so Rachel gave Bilhah to Yaakov, and she had Dan and Naphtali. Leah then gave Zilpah to Yaakov, and she had Gad and Asher. Reuven found some Dudaim, and Rachel bought them off of Leah in exchange for Leah to be with Yaakov. She conceived and gave birth to Yisachar and then Zevulun. She then had Dina. Hashem remembered Rachel, opened her womb, and she gave birth to Yosef. After Yosef's birth, Yaakov went to take leave of Lavan. Lavan offered him to state what he would like his wages. Yaakov said that Lavan should remove all spotted, ring, speckled, dappled, striped, and brownish goats and sheep from the flock. All he was left with was black and white. So whatever sheep and goats that would be born henceforth that were spotted, speckled, ring, dappled, and whatnot, they would be Yaakov's. To make a 6-year long story short, Yaakov placed spotted sticks in the watering troughs, and when the sheep mated, they saw stripes and spots, so that's the type they gave birth to. Yaakov became fabulously wealthy, acquiring camels, donkeys, servants, and maidservants. Hashem then told him to go back to Eretz Yisrael. He spoke to his wives about how terribly their father treated him, and now it's just about time to go back, and Hashem had also told him to go back. They agreed with him. Now, right before they left, Rachel stole her father's idols. Yaakov was 7 days away from Lavan, but when he found out that Yaakov ran away, he caught up with him in one day. Hashem appeared to Lavan, warning him not to do anything to Yaakov. So first Lavan accused him of leaving without saying goodbye, and then asked why he stole his idols. Yaakov responded that he was afraid that Lavan would take his daughters back, and he didn't steal his idols. Whoever did should die. Lavan searched but couldn't find them. Yaakov got really upset at the injustice of it all, and went on somewhat of a tirade against Lavan, which, by the way, Lavan did agree with. They made a treaty and set up a monument. Lavan awoke early, blessed his daughters and grandchildren, and left. Yaakov then met up with a group of Malachim of Eretz Yisrael that came to greet him. He called the place Machanayim, meaning two camps, two Machanos of Malachim. The Chutz La'aretz Malachim escorting him back to Eretz Yisrael, and the Eretz Yisrael Malachim that came to greet him. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.